Well, I'll tell you, there's so much to talk about each morning and, for that matter, each day. And we're glad you're a part of the team by being a part of the best and brightest audience in all of radio. Now we look at another situation. We first told you about this quite some time ago when I read somewhere that New York was testing their waters and their wastewaters and finding polio of all things. Well, federal health officials are targeting one Metro Detroit community as a destination for polio testing. As fears grow, the debilitating disease could rear its ugly head again. This is from people not getting their vaccinations and shots. This is kind of out of control. Chris Renwick, WJR senior news analyst, is all over this story. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Paulie. Yes, Oakland County set to join New York as ground zero for polio testing in the community's sewage system. Health officials say they'll begin testing and searching for traces of polio in communities with low polio vaccination coverage and in communities where travelers are in and out frequently. Certainly, Oakland County would fit that bill. Philly is also set to receive testing in their wastewater as well. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the communities will test for polio in sewage for at least 4 months, which should give them an idea of if there's a problem and where maybe the most concerning spots are. Now, using wastewater to test for polio is not some new game plan. It's a technique health experts have used all over the world for a very long time. And polio is a virus that causes paralysis, mainly transmitted through food, water, and infected people in some cases. But you take you back to the late 40s, Paul, polio outbreaks in the United States increased the frequency and size, the disabling of more than 35,000 people each year. It decreased in the 50s, shortly before the polio vaccines were made available to the public. But still, even then, about 15,000 people were paralyzed each and every year. It's an incredibly debilitating, it's a nasty virus, nasty disease. Usually now, though, Paul, if you are 2 years old or older, you have probably received your three doses of the polio vaccine. But as you mentioned, the vaccine hesitancy has moved not only from the COVID vaccine, but certainly to other vaccines, and polio is a prime example.
Yeah, it's a problem. And it's also a problem with immigrants, legal and otherwise, coming here and not having the same standards in their country we have in ours. And some of them just haven't gotten those vaccinations. And then, well, you know the rest of the story. What is it there? You know, this came up, too, when Macomb County Water Commissioner extraordinaire Candace Miller told us that they were taking, quote unquote, the temperature of the area there, Macomb County, on COVID, and they were finding less and less COVID. And they said, this is, you know, we're ahead of, they could be ahead of what doctors were telling us based on what they were reading in the waters. So when they check the waters now, as they have been in New York for some time, now here in Oakland County, also in Philadelphia, you mentioned, Chris Renwick, what do they do when they find it? How does this affect what they can do to kind of head this off at the pass, so to speak, if they find polio?
Yeah, I think really what it is it's following, you know, following the information where it leads you. So if you find polio in the wastewater, well, you can bet that it's now somewhere up top, up on the land, right? It's not in the pipes anymore. It's somebody probably has this thing. So then you start going by process of elimination, and you try to find and trace your steps backwards, I guess, to find maybe who has this, who contracted this, and then see how much of a danger it is to the public. Because look, the last thing you'd want is to have traces of polio found in the sewer system. And then, you know, something like Candace Miller has tried to avoid for so many years as she took over the Public Works Department in Macomb County, is you want to avoid a leak. You don't want anything to get out and leach out into our water systems, into our clean water systems. So it is a huge problem if you find this in the system. So you want to make sure it's contained, and then kind of retrace your steps back wherever it leads you.
And we get back to that problem that you pointed out in the beginning, Chris Renwick, as our WJR senior news analyst following this story, is that there has been hesitation on vaccinations for a number of reasons, and of this, the different rumors spring up on social media and run wild like wildfire. Then all of a sudden you've got people not getting their kids the unquestionably needed, safe, been used for years, vaccinations like the polio vaccine. I mean, that's just kind of unfortunate, but it's kind of where we are right now.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. And again, it's really unfortunate when you know, these are, I don't want to say run-of-the-mill vaccines, but these are vaccinations and immunizations that have been around now for a very long time.
Tried and true and safe, clearly safe.
Yeah, and so when you're dealing with, again, I'm a proponent of you make the best decision based on your children. You know your children more than and better than anybody else. But boy, you want to make sure you're getting these kids the proper vaccinations that they need, because, and certainly polio would fall under that umbrella. You just there are some things you don't want to mess around with, and I think this is one of them.
Most of us grew up not knowing anybody who ever had polio. But we read the stories, hear the stories, see the pictures, and know we don't want polio coming back, period.
No. Nasty, nasty stuff. Keep it away as far along as possible.
Chris Renwick, WJR senior news analyst here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 844.